I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A North Carolina woman with the last name of Beers was charged with drunk driving.
Well, that's just unfortunate right there.
Kind of born into it. The woman was seen by an officer driving with her headlights off and also made a U-turn into oncoming traffic. Gosh, that's dangerous. The woman finally pulled over after she hit a fence. She admitted to drinking several beers and had an open beer in her back seat. That's not mine. That's the
she just blamed it on somebody else?
That's the person in the back. That's not my beer.
Yeah, the imaginary person in the back?
Yeah. I'm sure the cops believed her. She was arrested and charged with a hit and run. A Kansas woman's ex-boyfriend fell through her ceiling. Could you imagine that?
Whoa, how big was that guy?
I don't know. The woman called the police when she came home and found her door locked with the chain on. Police came by and searched her home. I guess apparently she didn't put the chain on before she left. She's like, well, why is this chain on? That's kind of weird. But they found nothing. They searched the home. Nothing there. 2 hours later, dun, 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 she and her current boyfriend heard her ex scream, ah! as he fell through the ceiling into the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my, did he survive?
God. Yeah. I guess it was just like, he might have been like, what, like a 5 or 6 foot fall, but still like coming through, ah! That's always my fear when you're in an attic or something, like that you'll fall through. You ever see, you know,
yeah,
it's like, don't do that.
That's very Home Alone.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my fear. Well, the woman called the cops again, and they arrived to find the two men, her current boyfriend and ex-boyfriend, fighting in the front yard.
Oh, cute.
The ex was arrested and charged with stalking and aggravated burglary. Oh, my. Listen, I'll admit this here. I've never stalked a girl, but I've had a few girls back in the day when I was single, like after we were dating. It was hard for me to get over, and I might like wonder where they're at.
Well, but yeah, normal.
I might even look at their place if I drove by, but I never like went to their place on purpose, and I never would go into their attic. I don't get people that are that obsessed.
That means you're not crazy, Joe.
Well,
congratulations.
I'm something like that. But could you imagine? Have you ever dated guys like that that you think would probably climb into your attic?
No, I wish. I feel like that means I haven't dated anybody that's truly loved me if they weren't willing to crawl into my attic after we broke up.
You're true. I'm sorry about that. One day you'll find a guy that loves you that much, Alex. And this is just disgusting. Your final story today on the Dummy of the Day. A man in Florida was arrested for several charges. He told the police to, quote, smell his fingers for an alibi.
That's disgusting. Ew.
The guy was driving an unregistered vehicle, there's an offense, and continued to drive away from police even though they had their sirens and lights on, that's another. When the guy finally pulled over into a parking lot, the police noticed, dude, this guy's soaking wet like he was in a pool or something. He was also wrapped in a towel. He denied driving the vehicle and then told the officers he was just hooking up with his girlfriend.
Oh my.
And told the officer to, quote, smell my fingers.
That is so gross.
To prove it.
Kind of a
baller move, though. Like, hey,
no.
Officer, smell my finger.
That is repulsive.
Yeah, he was charged with fleeing, driving with a suspended license, and failing to register a motor vehicle.
Yeah, that's the days of cop that I say I'm not going to be a cop anymore.
That's why I say we need to pay our men and women in blue a lot more money.
Yes.
Exactly. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.